We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Urbana Middle School canceled in-person classes on Monday, moving classes to e-learning. The school's principal stated that the cancellation is a response to a large amount of unexpected, last-minute faculty absences. Students were told to attend their classes through Google Classroom. The school's principal stated that there are not enough administrators or substitutes in the district for the school to function on Monday. After-school activities and sports continue normally. The University of Illinois may offer a new master's program in video game development following approval by the UI Board of Trustees at Thursday's meeting. The proposal comes from the School of Information Sciences as well as the Graduate College. The Chancellor, Vice President, and University of Illinois System all recommended an approval of the proposal. The proposal cited the growing popularity of the video gaming industry in recent years. The proposed Master's in Game Development program would include training for work in professional video game studios, as well as focus in the areas of art, design, programming, production, and narrative. The program would also be offered completely online and wouldn't require any new funding because of pre-existing resources through the School of Information Sciences. Illinois' overall respiratory virus level has dropped to low status. The state is also at a low level for COVID-19 hospitalizations for the first time since October. However, the IDPH states that respiratory illnesses can still transpire, and people should remain up to date about their health. If one does develop symptoms such as coughing, sneezing, sore throat, runny nose, or fever, they should stay home and seek medical attention if needed. On Sunday, the Hallmark Gold Crown building in Rantoul partially collapsed just weeks before its planned demolition. 119 East Sangamon Avenue was built in the early 1900s, making it nearly 120 years old. Officials originally pushed the demolition back until April 15th to allow for full access to the bordering accounting firm on tax day. However, first responders were called to the scene at 4:40 p.m. on Sunday after a large portion of the building fell in on itself. Because of this, the city of Rantoul is moving ahead of schedule in raising the building as it poses a hazard to passersby. Citizens have suggested either completely replacing the building or leaving the empty space to become a parking lot. Currently, the city has no concrete plans on the future of the space. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Shane Werner, Adeline Moy, Emily Huffman, and Alice May. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Escroba. For WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy.